You got blocked by that Thorin guy, didn't you, Adam?
But I don't know. I didn't ages ago. I didn't even notice. I didn't know who he was. I must have said something like fucking ages ago about like esports or whatever that he just didn't agree with. Although no, that's no. Someone fucking told me. Some guy.
You
He.
had a boyfriend who looked
Yeah.
like a girl. Sorry, Carl.
Somebody told me that. No, some guy said that he just went around blocking game journalists at some point in time. This guy who's like a CEO for a major esports like team just went around blocking
Sounds like a
games
way someone
journalists.
should go about their business, and that will
Yeah.
help them.
Yeah, I actually know who he is.
Oh, do
Yeah, he's a pretty not nice individual.
Well, no, he doesn't seem like a pretty nice individual to be fair, but that's based on who he keeps as his friends. Because I mean, the only reason he came up is because he's been found hanging around with Andrew Tate.
Oh, right.
That's the only reason he turned up. I saw some stuff about is it G2, the esports company G2? I think that's what he runs. G2, or he's involved in that somehow. And they went mad on. They were all about Andrew Tate for a minute. And they had
A
him at
big
one of their
L.
events. Yeah.
It's a big L.
G2. I think it's G2. And now like oh, so basically I think I think over the last year, G2 Esports have been going hard on having like an all-women team. And then like the 16th of September, I think it was like Friday, G2's World Championship was being celebrated. And Andrew Tate was just there, fucking in this video, massive cigar in mouth, champagne on fire and shit. And then everyone's just like, oh, well.
No, I actually know someone who used to play for G2.
Yeah.
Yeah, he played for G2's Valorant team. Scouse lad, Ardis.
Artists. What a nice night. What a nice name. I think it might have been for Val. I don't even know, but
He played G2 Valorant. He fucking hates the he actually hates the guy.
I'm not
Like
surprised. Like I say, he seems like a dickhead.
He fucking despises him. So like he actually he, like he hated him that much. He actually left for a worse esports team. That's how much he hated him.
Play. I know a lot of people are leaving G2 now
Like
because
the
of this Andrew
highest,
Tate thing.
like imagine it, like one of the highest earners of Valorant just leaving because he hates the organization's founder
Yeah,
or
it's not
owner
good.
rather.
It's particularly not good, right?
It's a shame because I quite like esports as a thing. I want it to be well. I'm not that into it, but like I want it to become more prominent.
Yeah, it's cool. There's a lot of cool stuff going on, but I also so much toxicity in there, you know, like the idea, like there's a lot of just toxicity in general.
Well, I don't know. It's the nature of anonymous online gaming communities.
I mean, true, true. Yeah, apparently, I do remember. I'm
It's
looking this up on
the
now.
what do you call it? It's the fucking norm for any sport. Let's be real
I
about
mean,
it.
it's the norm for any sport. Exactly,
The
it's the norm for
second
any sport.
you're playing anything competitive, people get fucking toxic as fuck, don't they? So.
I don't know if I've ever. I don't know what I can see my Twitter. I can search my Twitter. Search my Twitter. I don't. This is probably a bad idea. How do I search my Twitter for Thorin? I want to see if I've said anything to him before. Because I just find it interesting. Thorin. I assume that's his name on Twitter as well. No, I don't believe it. I've only got top, so I don't believe I've said anything to him. I do remember his account. I remember him saying something, but I doubt I've said anything to him or anything like that. Yeah, apparently he just went around blocking games journalists. At one point.
There was a guy, I don't remember his name, but who a West Ham person who had blocked me, and it's very rare that I find someone who's blocked me. In fact, this was the first ever time.
Sure.
Because I don't use Twitter in that way, and I can't even remember how I found out. And then someone else I know replied to me being like, oh, he's blocked me too. And then it turned into a thread of legit, like 100 people going, holy fuck, he's blocked me too. And it was just loads of people sending screenshots of the, you cannot see this account because of you've been blocked or whatever. Yeah. And just people going, fuck, he's blocked me too. He's blocked me too. He's why is he blocked everyone? And like, one person I know being like, no, I talked to him and he's all right. And everyone else was like, fuck, he's blocked me. Sure? He's blocked me. And I've never spoken to him. I've never even heard of the guy and he's blocked me. And it was the same for so many people. And it was this beautiful, magical moment for like 2 hours on Twitter where loads of people just going, fuck, he's blocked me as well.
I still don't know why. You know, I've been blocked by 4 Bungie developers, right?
Yeah, I think you were saying, I've started just blocking a bunch of people on Twitter if I can't be bothered with that shit, which has included, by the way, our new Prime Minister, mostly because of like on the back of stuff like, because Louis said things like all of this stuff on Twitter is like self-harm and stuff like that. And so I sort of got into the mindset of, look, if I can't be bothered, if I don't want to see whatever it is that they want to post, I will just block them. It's easier for me. It's Twitter. Who cares? You go for it, right? And I'm starting to understand like the concept of just block, because I was always a bit like, I don't want to block anyone. I don't want to put myself in an echo chamber. I don't want to, you know, put myself all this sort of shit, right? But I mean, it isn't even that. It's not even echo chambering yourself. It's just like getting rid of. It's come down to the point where I'm just like, it's a politics thing, right? It's this the idea that the idea that some of these social issues and things are political issues, which I don't believe they are, and that some people are so like fucking adamant about taking rights away from individuals or minority groups, and I'm just like, shut the fuck up. There's no point in me even like arguing with you or talking to you on any scale, like, because you're not gonna change your mind. So I'm just gonna block it and just get it out of my system. Like, it's not, I don't think it's like an echo chamber. I used to think, oh, it's like echo chamber. It's not like an echo chamber, because echo chamber stuff's like when you refuse to listen to valid opinions of that oppose your own, right? Jesus, valid opinions that oppose your own, right? I don't think that's what I'm doing, because I don't think some of these opinions are valid. I don't think that you like if you think all like other minorities should die, and that's a valid opinion.
Oh, I'm just fine with blocking people. Fuck it, who gives a shit?
I mean, yeah,
I don't need a reason. If I don't want to hear you, fuck off. I don't care. Like, I'm all about it. I will, especially muting. Oh my god, you should see my mute list. It's hilarious. My mute list. I think I've only got one person blocked because I just don't want to interact with that human being. But like, that's the only person I've got. My mute list is oh my god.
I didn't mute anyone, although I probably should have done. Because all it's I better do is than mute. Blocking. It's better than blocking because it doesn't give them the satisfaction of knowing that you've blocked them.
Oh, they won't know I've muted them, but I don't care. I just don't need to see it.
Better, because then they don't know. Because some like that's what people want. They want you to.
Oh yeah, no. But what I mean is, Theresa May's never going to see that you've blocked her.
Exactly. No.
But honestly, my mute. It's like, the day I figured out how to mute people on Twitter was a good day.
Yeah.
Don't need to hear people. No. It's just long.
When it's stupid. It's largely just stupid shit as well. Like, it's not even like someone saying something about something that's important, and they've got an important like opinion on that needs to be. It's largely just you're saying something fucking stupid, and I can't be asked.
Yeah, I'm all for muting. You know what I mean? Just get rid. What you saying? Don't care. See you later. Bye. Bang.
I was never of that opinion, but now I'm getting.
Never have to think about that person ever again. The rest of my life is beautiful.
Yeah, I end up just going mad and blocking random people. Like I blocked Liz Truss at one point just because it was fun. Just because she, I saw something, I was like, I can't be arsed. I'm just blocking Liz Truss. Just shut up.
The Prime Minister, Adam.
I know, right? I just find that very funny.
How are you gonna find out about all of the news?
I already hear about the news every fucking day anyway. Like,
did you hear the Queen died? It's mad.
I know, I'm fucking shocking, right?
What?
I know, right?
To be fair, this is something I find really interesting and weird. Like, I know a lot of people, because I know a lot of journalists because of, you know, going to uni and doing journalism. And, like, there's so much, like, oh, I need to read the news, I want to watch the news, I'll watch BBC News and Sky News and fucking whatever else, and I'll read the newspapers and stuff. And I've just sort of, like, stopped caring that much about, like, those places. Like, I don't really care about... Like, BBC News is interesting and shit, don't get me wrong, but I've sort of stopped caring about wanting to watch BBC News. I've sort of stopped caring about reading the newspaper and stuff. But and this sounds really weird. I've seen, like, there's some YouTube channels that I'm like, you know what? I don't mind getting my news from here. These guys are pretty good. And that sounds like the kind of person who goes off and listens to Jordan Peterson and gets all the news from him. But it's not that kind of thing. They're like proper, like the Politics Joe channel. Right, you know, I love that channel. That channel's great, and I will absolutely sit there and watch videos of them interviewing the public about fucking whatever, right? Or you know, politicians and stuff like that. I found they're really good for interviews at Politics Show and for stupid videos of Boris Johnson dancing to Lizzo.
They did do that.
I don't know if you've heard of them, but TLDR News.
Yeah,
another YouTube channel, really fucking good. Like, really fucking good. Like, just giving you unbiased, factual news.
You know how I think is a really great source of reliable news.
I'm very concerned about what he's about to say.
Paul Joseph Watson.
There we go. We found
Paul
it.
Joseph very... Watson.
Oh, what a vile human being that guy is.
I think I might have blocked him at some point. You know.
I have a Destiny 2 Twitter, right? And sure. Well, it's basically the Twitter I use for trolling people, for like actively trolling yes. people that I just dislike.
Yes.
Because I like, I don't know, I feel like for the most part nothing that anyone can say like will upset me unless it's someone being like incredibly stubborn and incredibly stupid.
Sure.
But for the most part, things like I try not to get hurt by what somebody says, and I just try and have fun making them upset for their fucking dumb opinions.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have time for that shit. Although I spend too much time on Twitter. I fucking hate it. I just need to stop sometimes, but yeah, blocking, it's good, feels good, man.
No,
feels very good. And then I'm just sort of like chilling.
Though, speaking of which, like the whole Divinity thread on Twitter did genuinely make me consider quitting Destiny 2 at one point.
Oh really?
Yeah, well, I don't know if you follow my, I think you follow both of my accounts.
I follow one of them. I don't know if I follow the other. I didn't know you had two, to be fair. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I have one with a Sailor Jar Jar PFP.
I follow Berticus, right?
Yeah. Wait, so you don't follow my main one?
I don't know what your main one is.
It should be Berticus 95.
What do I fucking follow? Berticus _. Oh, I do follow Berticus 95 as well, yeah. I definitely see some stuff from you. That said, I ain't seen a lot because I've just gone. I ain't seen this picture of Charlie as Charlotte Church that you retweeted back in December last year.
Yeah. My favorite. I never asked you what you guys thought of my 200 subscriber Minecraft special.
I actually thought it was fantastic.
Oh, it was a fucking thing that existed.
Didn't we both like it? I remember seeing Charlie comment.
I got an actual, you know, I got an actual 14-year-old to make that video.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. I'm more surprised that you know a 14-year-old than
that you...
It's a 14-year-old that plays Destiny 2, and he's very good at the game.
I mean, sure, yeah, that makes sense.
So that's basically how we know each other.
Yeah,
I don't just go around chatting up 14-year-olds being
I was never sure. I was not sure. You can't be too certain. You know, you never know you know someone until, you know, they prove themselves.
I mean, please don't implicate me with such rubbish.
Sure, I apologize. I apologize, Lou. I did not intend. That was not my intent.
It's okay. You are forgiven.
Thank you.
You're blocked.
Blocked. Yeah.
We should we intro the show?
Probably.
Nah.
Hello.
Okay, yeah.
Hello, Charlie.
You all right? How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right. Hello and welcome to Sometimes Video Games.
Sometimes Video Games.
Yeah. I'm Adam. And who am I joined by?
Louis.
Nobody.
Cool. Good. Right. See you later. See you next week, guys. Good podcast. I'm also joined by Louis Birtwistle and Charlie Walsh. I keep wanting to call you Louis Walsh again. I started way back.
I've never considered that. Me and Charlie are Louis Walsh. Yeah. I've never once considered that.
I remember calling you Louis Walsh once or twice, and like when we started doing the podcast ages ago, I think I called you Louis Walsh like once or twice.
Would you like that idea, Charlie? Like with our combined powers, we are Louis Walsh.
We are an X Factor judge. Yeah, sure.
Yes, we are an X Factor judge.
Say he could be. What would you give? Let's go through your singers and whether you would accept them or not.
Oh, accept.
Would you accept Westlife? That your number one moneymaker?
I mean, for the bag, sure.
Charlie is not underneath accepting Westlife for the money.
No. I ain't the one who's having to do the songs. They are.
You have to listen to them though. And kind of prove.
Yeah, once and go, yep, that sounds like it can make me money, and then you move on with your life, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure like record labels don't be like, oh, that's a song I like. They go, oh, that's a song that could make me money.
Sure. Yeah. Would you have listened to Westlife immediately and gone, yeah, that'll make me money?
I don't know. I've never listened to Westlife. I can't lie to you.
Fair play. Well, you have saved your ears.
I mean, like you say that, but they are just like a painfully average boy band.
Yeah, they. Hold on, Louis. You don't want to make enemies of the Philippines, like me.
Oh God, not this again,
bro. I'm happy to make as many enemies with people
I'm happy to make enemies with as many people as possible.
Well, I mean that too, but mainly. I am not changing my opinion for the sake of somebody else. Like, in no way.
The Philippines.
The entirety of the Philippines, who apparently all love Westlife.
They want to hate me for disliking Westlife, then, like, right back at you. I also hate your entire country.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
What's an incredible way to word it?
Right back at you.
Come at me.
Oh, if you want to hate me for hating Westlife, then right back at you.
That sounded like Keith Edge 43 Front Local.
That was incredible.
Come at me, bro. Yeah. No,
right back at you.
Right back at you.
He thinks he's down with the kids. He's stop like, right back at you. He's like, what comes to me sticks off you like glue, boing, yeah, like cool kids, innit? He's a mad one. He is a mad lad, as they say. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Anyway, Louis, be the funny one for a bit. I've
Why?
I'm tired of trying. I'm tired of trying to be funny and not getting any fucking laughs. I don't know. Do you genuinely think you're not funny, Louis?
Well, I don't think I'm funny for the right reasons.
What are the right reasons? Do you mean you don't think you're Michael McIntyre?
No.
Well, there we go.
I don't think I'm Michael McIntyre. I'm not safe enough to be Michael McIntyre.
No, of course not. But I mean, you could be. Do you not think you'd be able to be a stand-up comedian?
That's quite a big jump.
What between Michael McIntyre and stand-up?
No, comedians? No. Between being funny and being a stand-up comedian, they're two like completely
different
things.
I'm gonna be honest with you.
Right?
Like I will never be funny enough to be a stand-up comedian.
All you need to do is like write. I mean, this is oversimplifying it, obviously, for the sake of
like this. Well, I simply just don't have the charisma to
reckon?
To look, bro. I mean, my voice, my face, my demeanor—it just doesn't sell.
Frankie Boyle exists. Oh,
it is not profitable. Wow. Yeah, but like, it's different because he's very
Scottish.
Well, I mean, I feel like a Scottish.
Yeah, you're northern, bro.
Yeah,
the southerners would love that shit.
They'd think that wasn't your real accent. They'd think you were doing a joke.
And
you're like Al Murray.
And Frankie Boyle already looks like, you know, celebrities.
Does he look like a celebrity?
Yeah, he looks like the Proclaimers.
Oh yeah, I guess so. He does look like both of the Proclaimers.
Yes, not one of them. Yeah, he looks like both of them.
He does. He looks like both of the band, the Proclaimers. I don't know if there's any extra people in that band. I assume it's just the two of them, but we'll leave that there. I think you could do comedy, Louis.
I could do comedy.
I think you're very funny. I think you're very charming. And I think
I'm not charming. I don't believe you.
I should give you some honest compliments here. I think you could charm an audience with your off the wall antics.
Look, you're like every woman who, like, I've ever turned down.
I mean, I understand where you're coming from here. Where you're like, no, I disagree. You are not interested in me.
No, it's so like, no, my response has always been, oh, you're interested in me, don't be fucking daft.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah.
Don't be fucking stupid.
So every time I'm on a dating app and I get a match, and he goes, you've got a match with this person, I go, oh cool, look at their profile picture, and go, no, I fucking haven't, and then just move on with my day.
That is literally me.
it's the self-confidence thing, right?
I don't say it's an issue with self-confidence. I just think I just have an honest look at myself.
You just think, no, that's fucking bullshit, mate. My
I just have an honest appraisal. It's not a self-confidence issue. It's just an honesty issue.
I have an absolute confidence in myself. I just am very confident in the fact that I know I'm horrific to look at.
I mean... Okay, I don't think that's true. I don't think...
There we go.
I'd say I'm at least a 4 or a 5.
On the scale. Out of 10.
Yeah, probably leaning more towards a 4.
Like, less than average, I would say.
Yeah, but just less than average.
Yeah, yeah, no, like, if a 5's an average-looking person, then a 4 is like less than average.
Like,
right?
My facial features are at least still in the correct places.
So if someone's got like a nose on the side of their head, they're just like a 2 or something.
Perhaps.
Is that how it works? I don't know.
I mean, having a nose on the side of your head is quite
I mean, maybe if you look like a Picasso painting, right? I don't know anyone who looks like a Picasso painting, and if you do, there's nothing wrong with you. You're a beautiful, beautiful soul. but
That's, yeah, there we go.
Yeah, I have an issue with you if you specifically look like a Picasso painting.
The colours are all wrong. Yeah, one of your eyes is your mouth. The other one of your eyes is your forehead.
If you look specifically like a Picasso painting, I dislike you. I'm gonna...
That's a bit harsh.
Yeah, but I mean, there's nobody like that exists, so it's fine.
That we know of. There might be someone.
I really hope there isn't.
There we go. There we go. Because you don't want to be mean to them. You don't want to be mean. Do you have the same... I know you have self-confidence issues, Charlie. Do you have the same self-confidence issues?
Well, I don't go on dating apps. So
I mean, obviously.
Look.
I solved that issue like a decade ago. So that's that one done.
Is that how long you and Charlotte have been together?
On and off.
2009, I think it was.
It's not bad.
I think it was 2009, I think. I don't actually remember.
Let's say
2000. Let's say 2009 with my chest out. And I'm just, if it's wrong, it's wrong. Who cares?
Oh, you said on and off. There's been trouble in paradise somewhere along the line.
Oh, yeah. We weren't together for like 2 years, but outside of that. 2009, I think. So don't need to worry about it. I would have the exact same issue. Of course I would, but...
Even more so, because I imagine in London it's just like a fucking nightmare to date anyone.
Well, one thing, like, to be fair, I've never met your other half, Charlie. But one thing I can say for certain, and this is with more certainty, she's definitely funnier.
Oh, no, yeah, 100%.
She's definitely funnier.
That's just true.
I mean, yeah.
There's no two ways about it. That's just an accurate statement.
You can't deny. Nobody can deny that. It just takes one Jackbox stream and you instantly know who's the funniest out of everyone there.
Yeah, I'm completely okay with that. I'm completely okay with that.
Bro, you're okay with that. I'm fucking seething. you don't understand how much it infuriates me. She wins every single time.
I get close sometimes.
Yeah, keep telling yourself that.
I remember some of the scores being relatively close sometimes. Not all the time, don't get me wrong.
I think you're trying to convince yourself here, I'm not gonna lie about it.
I not only win at the trivia ones, I do win at some of the other ones.
Yeah, we all sometimes win. Look, Adam. The point is it's not consistent and that's the problem.
Sure.
I've already discovered my one skill set.
What's that?
Geoguesser.
Geoguesser's your one skill set. Oh, damn.
Well, and in terms of online party games that we play together, if Geoguesser even counts as that.
Geoguesser's, I don't know if it counts as a party game, but it's definitely a great time. It's definitely a really good time.
I'd count it as a party game. I mean,
the way we play it, it kind of is.
Yeah.
I don't know if it typically is a party. Like, you've got like a bunch of people around for dips and drinks and you bust out the Geoguesser.
I'm not going to anyone's house for dips and drinks. I'm not going to lie about it.
No dip could entice you.
Bro, it's not the fucking 90s anymore, Adam.
I have not been to like any of those. I mean, I have been to one of those, but it's usually because my mum dragged me to someone's random house and I just sat there in the corner and ate Pringles or whatever.
You gotta admit, playing Mario Party with your friends is pretty good.
I have never played Mario Party with anyone IRL.
I have lots of times, and it's really fun.
Well, I can imagine. I was gonna ask Alex.
Eat that game with a passion.
There you go.
Oh, it's so, yeah. If you're not careful, it will destroy your friendships.
I despise that game. It's just the worst.
Why do you?
It's just bad.
Bad, or are you bad at it?
No, it's just bad. Mario Party is actively a bad game, and everyone convinces themselves otherwise.
Do you think it's your friends that are good, and that's why the game is fun?
No, it's nothing to do. The game is bad.
Sure, but people have fun playing the game.
Yeah, but you can have, yeah, but everyone has fun playing anything when you're playing with your friends.
So it's your friends.
The idea of a game. No, because it's not about victories or losing or anything like that. It's just the fact the game is bad.
So,
it's got nothing to do with results, because I will sometimes win. It's just the game itself is a bad game.
I don't know. I think there's a lot of Mario Party fans out there that are...
Yeah, but I don't care. They're wrong. Mario Party is a bad game.
What would be a good game of the same style?
Define the style.
Like, I guess party. I guess, I don't know, it's just a party game, isn't it, really?
I don't know. I've never played a good one.
You never played a good party game?
No. Because, but there's very few apart from flipping, apart from Mario Party.
I guess Mario Party is, like, probably the best one as well, right? Because there's, like, you could play the fucking random party game Wii Packs or whatever, right? And they're not particularly fun.
Mm.
I don't know.
Oh, what you call it's good. I mean, I don't know if you'd include this, but Nintendo Land's good.
Nintendo what? Oh, Nintendo Land. Yeah, that was good. I mean, yeah, I don't know if it's... I don't know if I count it or not. It feels like a fun one night.
Wii Sports.
Wii Sports is... I mean, to be fair, I don't really like playing Wii Sports unless it's the golf stuff.
Oh, Wii Sports Golf is great.
Like, I really enjoy... I love playing Wii Golf with, like, people. But, like, Wii Ten... It was always bowling,
wasn't it? I was going to say, I wonder if everyone here hates Wii Tennis.
I don't hate Wii Tennis. It's just not really a game you play with your mates.
Because I love Wii... Well, I don't love Wii Tennis. It's the only Wii Sports game I'm just weirdly good at.
Is it because you just waggle the controller endlessly and it flops around and instantly wins?
I mean, I don't... No, I don't do that, but I didn't know that was a strategy.
I remember when we got Wii Sports, we were playing Wii Tennis, and my brother came up with a strategy of sitting down on the sofa and just frantically waving the controller. And the little dude would just flop like a fish all the way around the court and just instantly hit things back at your opponent. I mean, sometimes he'd lose, because, you know, it's how tennis works, but... It worked pretty well.
Yeah, and a boxing one as well.
Boxing's pretty fun. It's only two player though, really. But yeah, boxing's fun. I'd say
just waggle like mad and you'll eventually win.
Yes. But the bowling one's the one everyone was super into, I think. But I always found that a bit dull. Like, it's fine. Maybe I just don't really like bowling though, but
like the it's golf easy though. It's quicker.
Easy. It is easy. It is quicker as well, yeah. You're not wrong about that.
Like, I prefer, don't get me wrong, you're not going to get someone else who'll confirm the bias towards Wii Sports Golf as much as you will find I love it. But it's, like, out of the two, it's very quick bowling comparison.
Yeah, it is.
You sort of get on with it.
Yeah. You have a quick round of bowling and then you just like, ha, this is fun. Let's move on to the next video game and not play any more Wii Sports or whatever, right? But I always feel like it was overrepresented a bit. And people really love that over most of the other ones.
Yeah, but that's memes nowadays as well, potentially. But I agree.
The dank memes.
Maybe. I don't know if I felt about it online recently, to be fair. I don't know. Especially with the... Because they've got new Nintendo Switch sports, haven't they? And the bowling's on that, along with some other random fucking shit. The golf one's not in it yet. It's coming out in December, I believe. Or the holiday, they say. But... Yeah, I don't know. Are people into. I never played Wii Sports Resort either.
No, me neither.
I know there's a. I know like a sword fighting game.
Yeah, kind of like something you could just waggle like mad and win. Right?
Yeah, I've seen a few people play the Nintendo Switch Sports, and they have there's a Ring Out sword fight game there. You can basically
it looks really similar. Same thing, innit?
Yeah. I don't know. But golf. All about that golf. That Wii Golf.
No, terrible.
I was absolutely thinking about that song just then for whatever reason. That song's terrible, right?
Yeah.
We all in agreement that Meghan Trainor. All About That Bass is an atrocious song.
Oh my god. I was like, wait, what's this song? I don't know if I've heard this song. And then it clicked. I'm like, oh my god.
I'm all about yes, the bass. Yes, I have. Bass. No treble.
Oh, get that out of my head. Jesus Christ. Ugh.
It's going to be in your head for the next 10 years now, right? Surely.
Disgusting.
I've been watching, I don't know if you must know Anthony Fantano. He's been doing recently the top 10 songs from like 2010, like on Billboard 100, and doing them in a tier list or whatever. And I saw a video today and it had the top 10 Billboard songs of 2011 in it. Most of them have not aged well. I don't know when Meghan Trainor's song was out, but I'm assuming it was like 2015 or something. But the first one was like Black Eyed Peas, and I think it's a Black Eyed Peas song I've never heard of before. But you know when Black Eyed Peas songs started getting really bad, and you were just like, let's never mention Black Eyed Peas again.
I feel. I feel like it's safe to say at this point in time they have faded fairly into obscurity.
Will.i.am, isn't Will.i.am one of the most famous rappers in the UK?
Isn't he a judge on The Voice?
Yes.
I don't know if it's our version.
He
of
is.
The Voice,
yeah, he's a judge on the Voice UK.
Yeah, but like out of all of them, he's like the only one who's managed to stay prominent.
True, and Fergie, I suppose, that's because... but he's not really. Yeah.
And the only reason I feel like he's managed to stay so prominent is because of he's done so much marketing for himself. I feel like he's forced like some doors open to like keep him relevant.
Did he invent a car or something?
Did he?
There was something like that. He's one of these people who just like has done lots of stuff that you just don't realize. I'm sure there was like a car or something he'd made.
Really?
Might be wrong about this.
Mm. Apparently, it was the singer of the theme song for Samurai Jack as well. I don't know. I'm not. It's a Will.i.am car. He's got a Will.i.am car.
Sure, let's call it that if you want.
Black Eyed Peas frontman Will.i.am has designed only a custom hot rod, modded Tesla, and even a futurified DeLorean.
Also, is it just me? But I really fucking hate the name Will.i.am.
Oh,
like,
yeah, it pisses me off. Yeah, it's
so it irritates me so much.
Yeah, it's not good at all. I with the Flow Rider thing, you can kind of laugh at it and be like, ha ha ha, that was stupid. With Will.i.am, it's like, why is he still here?
Can I just start calling him William?
He is called William, that's his name.
Right, I'm going to start calling him William.
Fair enough. Yeah, I don't know why. I remember researching it because someone was we were talking on Twitter about famous rappers and stuff like that, and I was like, I was talking with an American person, and I think that there's a big gulf between famous American rappers and famous rappers in America and famous rappers in the UK, right? There's a pretty big difference between like him saying like J. Cole is pretty famous and me being like, I don't think anybody in the UK knows who J. Cole is.
Oh, not wrong. Very wrong.
No, there are people who know who J. Cole is, but he's not that big.
I wouldn't be certain.
And then he was like, well, who's a big rapper in the UK then? I was like, I don't know. So I looked up, I found a list of like popular rank. I think it was a YouGov poll or whatever, right?
Why are they getting involved? I work with a girl who is obsessed with Chris Brown of all people.
That makes me feel uneasy. But yeah, people are still obsessed with Chris Brown. That's still a thing. I was looking up and I was just like, I wonder who's you know famous in the. I don't think J. Cole was particularly high, but people like Will.i.am was like higher than Kendrick Lamar, because he has this presence in the UK that's so big. He's just a big person. UK, you know, like he's just really big over here for some reason.
Everyone our age and below, like they like know for certain who he is. Like
who Will.i.am?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, he was very prominent when we were a bit younger.
Yeah, I mean, he was very popular. He was very absolutely very prominent. Yeah, yeah. It's like it is a YouGov poll, quarter 2022. Black Eyed Peas in terms of popularity, apparently. In terms of popularity, Jesus Christ. In terms of fame, Eminem is obviously the number one. Like, that's not, you know, no one would question that. But number two is the Black Eyed Peas as the most famous rap and hip-hop music artist in the UK via
Where Europe. Is the Love was massive, though.
Where is the Love was massive, right? And but also, it's not even that song. It's like the fucking Footloose cover that they did. I believe, is it Footloose? I don't know. Fucking, I had the time of my life.
You know, if Footloose taught me anything, it's that loose feet are a serious problem.
They are. But yeah, Will I Am is more popular than Kanye West in the UK.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me though.
Will I Am's more popular than Pharrell. He's more popular than Drake.
But he's on The Voice.
Yeah, he is.
He's on primetime BBC. Yeah, but he's on primetime BBC.
And let's be honest, Pharrell was a bit of a one-hit wonder.
Was he? No, he's one of the biggest producers on the planet.
Yeah, producers.
Yeah. True, but what's Pharrell's one hit? What's Pharrell's one hit?
Happy.
Not the Daft Punk one that he was in.
No, that was not.
I mean, Happy is massive, but he was also. I think a one hit wonder's like really underselling
also,
how much
also,
Pharrell Williams
like,
has done.
The Daft Punk song wasn't his song.
It was partially his song. He is like
Daft Punk.
He is.
If you said who did Get Lucky, people go, "Oh, Daft Punk."
Probably. But they know that Pharrell Williams was involved, and maybe Nile Rodgers as well.
It was a feature.
They wouldn't know about Nile Rodgers. You're convincing yourself otherwise here.
Maybe they'd know. I think they'd know Pharrell was involved.
I don't think.
Not. It's obviously not as big as Happy, right? It's obviously not as big. Happy's fucking ridiculous. But I think
you ask the general public, like just general.
This is the general public who know fucking Will I Am more than Kanye West. So like,
they're probably not mentioning Pharrell. They're probably going straight for Daft Punk and nothing else.
Yeah, maybe. But the fame list is. I was going off fame, not popularity. There's a fame and a popularity percentage. And the fame list is Eminem, Black Eyed Peas, Snoop Dogg, Will.i.am, Kanye, Stormzy, surprisingly very high. I mean,
Will.i.am is two of the top five.
Will.i.am is two of the top five, yeah.
You got to respect it.
This is between all adults as well. I can change between millennials. Oh my God. Okay. This is, I've enlightened myself. Although to be fair, Louis was making the argument that it was for all people at our age that would know him, but by the looks of things, it's actually more like people older than us.
He's on prime time BBC One.
Yeah.
I feel like anyone under the age of like 13 might not know who they are.
Yeah, I mean for the. For the sake of argument here, I'll tell you. So baby boomers argued.
I thought you were going to say baby shark.
Baby shark is the biggest UK. Yeah, it is. Baby boomers, 95% of baby boomers.
I couldn't believe that.
Top. There's a three-way tie for baby boomers. And it's the Black Eyed Peas, Eminem, and Will.i.am. That's pretty big. Gen X, 99%. It's a two-way tie between Black Eyed Peas and Eminem. With Will.i.am at 98 in third, along with Snoop Dogg. And then millennials, shockingly, have an outstanding winner at 96%. And it is none of those. It's not Eminem or Will.i.am or the Black Eyed Peas. It's Nicki Minaj.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me.
It surprises me that she's higher than Eminem for millennials.
Mm, I don't think
Bearing in mind, I'm a millennial and Eminem was like...
Yeah, but he's been, I don't want to say irrelevant, but he's not.
Sure. He's number four is Eminem, but yeah.
Like, let's be honest, is that Eminem's greatest album was like, it was made before like a lot of these people were even born.
No, millennials. Wait, when does millennials go to?
Oh, wait, millennials. No, actually, I sorry, I honestly thought we were talking about Gen Zers for a second.
No, there's no Gen Zers.
Then I am in agreement with you then, Adam. Eminem should be more famous.
Nicki Minaj, he's number four, which is still, you know.
But again, you're talking about a guy who was big a while ago.
Man, he's tied with Tiny Temper.
Nicki Minaj has been big for the entire time. Nicki Minaj came on the scene, Nicki Minaj has been big. Like, Eminem has been irrelevant for years.
Since, like, what? Since the let's say he's been irrelevant in the charts since, like, the two songs he did with Rihanna, maybe, right?
Probably, and even that, I honestly can't even remember the name of, but still, yeah, probably.
Monster and fucking Love the Way You Lie, or whatever, right?
I know, but yeah.
But I mean, he's the same.
Like, Nicki Minaj is every year will have a banger.
Every year?
Every year.
The last big one I remember from Nicki Minaj was the Anaconda one.
Yeah, that was huge. What I'm saying, like,
it was like at least 5 years ago now.
Yeah, but
if not longer.
I think you're. If you said who's the best or who was like.
I mean, I can do in terms of popularity.
If you're saying who was like, oh, this is like, who's the most technically proficient, like blah, 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 time you've been alive. But if you walk up to someone right now and go...
Name a rapper.
Yeah, they're not going to go to Eminem.
I think they will.
Well, clearly they won't. The facts are...
I mean, the YouGov poll
statistics,
says...
The statistics
YouGov poll says they will go Eminem, but they will also go Tiny Temper, Kanye West, and Nicki Minaj.
Tiny Temper is disgustingly big. You don't understand. I didn't understand until very recently.
When was his last song?
How big Tiny Temper actually was. Like, in my head, Tiny Temper was this thing that just existed era it was.
Three songs
and, like,
or whatever
everyone
in 2010.
Moved, right? Everyone moved on with their lives, but no, they did not. The general public fucking love Tiny Temper.
I
speak to people who are just like normal human beings and they fucking love Tiny Temper, and I don't get where it comes from.
Is he still making stuff?
No, not relevantly, but
Tiny Temper is
a big deal and I don't know why. And those songs were massive, like ungodly huge.
I just don't remember them. I'm remembering vaguely stuff from the first one's called Pass Out, which I think I remember.
It's that song was like his own, like, I feel like that song was his only really huge song.
I mean, it like, was his biggest song. I mean, it was he's got two tied number ones in the UK, but I don't think I remember Written in the Stars featuring Eric Turner, another human I've never heard of before.
Bro, I'm telling you, the general public, Tiny Temper's like a huge, huge deal.
Apparently.
And again, I didn't get that either. But then once I spoke to someone and they just were like, oh, that Tiny Temper song. And everyone around me was like, yeah. And I was like, what are you talking about? Hank, what?
It's like, when was the last time you'd ever even thought about Tiny Temper?
Never for me.
I don't think I ever. I know the last time I ever thought about Tiny Temper was when I was in Cheltenham, the first time I was at uni. So like around 10 years ago, at least, probably over that, when I heard a little chav from Cheltenham go, I love Tiny Temper.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Don't. That's horrifying. That's really horrifying. That is genuinely quite unsettling.
Is it? Is it?
Yeah, just...
But yeah,
you would know Written in the Stars, by the way. You would 100% know that.
I probably would if I.
The second you'd hear it, you'd be like, oh, that fucking song, man.
Mm. But I don't think I'd know anything after that.
Written in the Stars, the way. That one.
But I'll be honest with you, I don't think that helped.
No, I didn't think it would either, but...
That was not the greatest rendition, I must say, Charlie.
Listen to it. That was bang on.
Well, I've got Miami to Ibiza, which I don't know what that is either, but all I'm thinking about is the fucking Pitbull song.
Oh my God, the other day I was listening to Pitbull acapellas and his laugh is incredible.
Is that what you just did then, Pitbull's laugh?
Yeah, it's just the one who just, you know, he just does it as like an ad-lib on a track. He'd just be like, ha ha ha, and I'm like, But well, when it's in a cappella and you're just hearing him do it, it's like it's like he's in the room.
Wait, does he do it a cappella? Like, has he done a cappella versions of songs and he just
No. This is just a cappella versions of his songs. It's not like
they've stripped out the backing music and you're just listening
to it.
Why would you listen to that?
It was it's a long story, but it's a long story. There was a reason, but yeah, no, it's hilarious. Tiny Tim is huge, bro.
Apparently,
way, 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 way bigger than you think he is. It's insane. I don't understand how or why, but he is.
No, yeah, apparently, yeah. Fair play. I mean, fair play to Tiny Temper, I guess. If he's I mean,
he also had those level of songs where they're so big that he's just ungodly rich.
I'm gonna have to get him off to actually listen to Tiny Temper after this.
You're not. There's no point.
No. I want to remember it. I don't remember any of these songs.
The second you hear Pass Out, even the beginning of Pass Out,
I remember stars, him
like,
doing
his songs that just.
I remember him saying Pass Out. I remember going Pass Out. That's all I remember.
It literally sounds exactly like that.
He's got a song with Labyrinth as his second song as well. I don't remember that song, but I remember the fucking Labyrinth song. Was he in that as well? I don't fucking Labyrinth.
Depends which one. It's all about Frisky.
The Labyrinth song. It was Earthquake. Featuring Tiny Temper.
Labyrinth for another person who's way bigger than.
I don't think he was super big, but he was on Sam and Carl's record label. Without going on the X Factor, I know that as a trivia fact is that he's the only person who was on Psycho Records who was not on the X Factor. I don't know if that's still the case. It probably is because Psycho Records doesn't exist anymore.
They're not.
No, I remember seeing something about Simon Cowell having to ditch it for some reason.
Fair enough.
Well, it's bigger.
I mean, I never felt like, I don't want to say anything too slanderous, but I never felt that Simon Cowell's record label was, I never felt as though it was a legitimate operation.
Oh, I think I do remember now, and it's about how Little Mix was treated, about how some of the other like bands that were on his record label.
Adam's still talking about their previous point, Louis, don't worry, it's kind of.
But I think they were a legitimate business. If that's what you get.
Well, they were obviously a legitimate business. They lasted a long time. It was more just like, it was one of those things where, you know.
Well, no, it was
the whole thing with that and X-Factor and everything was just a way to just
it's a money generator. Yeah, that's all it is. Yeah, it just generates fucking finance, right? For Simon Cowell, so that he can continue to be rich and also famous. Which he's also way more famous than I thought he was, but I guess that goes with being on the X Factor for however, like 20 years, right? Being on the TV nightly for, well, at least weekly for 20 years, twice a week.
Yeah. I mean, it would do wonders for your popularity.
Even if nobody liked you, which to be fair, that was his thing. His thing was that nobody liked him, but.
Speaking of other bands and artists that every single one of their songs sound the same. Pendulum, mate. I can't lie. There's like an era of Pendulum songs where every single one of their big songs sound the same, and I'm completely okay with that. Like, I'm one of these people who, like, when bands change, I'm like 100% for it, and I want them to try something new. Like, I always back it, you know. Like, I don't know a good example, but there's Muse is an example, right, of a band who completely changed their sound all the time, right? And I'm completely okay with that. I'm like all for it, go wild, right?
Sure.
But like every big Pendulum song sounds exactly the same, and I'm completely okay with that.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Just give me the same song like once a year, and I'm happy.
Fair enough. Are they still? I assume they're still making stuff. I don't remember, but
yeah, they're back. They're back now, I think.
They're back. Oh
yeah.
Oh.
Not that they're not relevant anymore, but they're back.
No, of course not. They were only relevant to, like, essentially teenage boys who liked that one song they did.
They were, like, big in 2008.
Yeah.
in the UK specifically and nowhere
else.
Oh,
yeah, I can't imagine that they've got any kind of career in the States.
They're Australian and they're not even big in Australia. It's very confusing to me.
They're Australian? I did not know that. I did not know they're Australian.
It's very confusing to me, the whole situation. Oh. I think maybe one or two of them are British, but they're an Australian-British band, I think is the way it would be described. But because I know they had like an MC who sounded British, so maybe he was British.
Yeah, maybe.
But yeah, no, they were big in like 2008 to 2010.
Yeah, they had a couple of big strong songs in there. Yeah.
Propane Nightmare was the big one, and Watercolor, and then you had like other big songs like Granite and other stuff in that one album. Every single one of their big songs sounds exactly the same, and I'm completely okay with that. You know?
Yeah, I guess that was.
But now they're back and they don't have the MC anymore, so I'm not. The MC never existed on any of their singles. He was only live. But I've tweeted about this before. But if I had a dream job, it would be MC for Pendulum, because it just, like, they would just be playing their rock, drum, and bass, and then he would just be walking around going, "Sounds, yes." Just completely for no additive reason whatsoever.
I think you'd be pretty good at that.
I've always wanted to ask you a question, Charlie, because I thought it'd be a very funny question. Who is your favourite member of So Solid Crew?
That's a great question. That's an unreal question. I mean, it would be hard not to go with Asher D, given his career. You know, my man's out here as a legit actor now. He was in Hustle, which is very important to me. Most people would probably go to Top Boy, but obviously I'm going to that one series of Hustle.
We know how often you watch Hustle.
More often than anyone else.
Probably.
I have to think outside of Asher D.
There are a lot of mentors.
You've got a lot of them to get. You've got a lot of them to think about.
There are 30 confirmed members.
Yeah, you're not wrong. I have to think. Did any of them go to my school?
Do you think there's a limit, like a genuine limit to how many?
How many So Solid Crew members you can be?
How many just musical artists you should be able to have in a single group?
No, I reckon more.
They need more.
I was saying this to one of my friends the other day. Well, I said the other day, a couple of weeks ago. I was listening to the jazz fusion band, Snarky Puppy. And how they have at least, I think they have like 18 members, and three of them play something I've never heard of before called the Flugelhorn.
I
messaged my mate who is also into that sort of music, and I was like, yo, do you want to start a jazz fusion band? Also, do you know at least the three Flugelhorn players? I'm all about having more, you know what I mean? Just give me more.
Do they have do they have a triangle player?
Oh, the Flugelhorn.
It's a great question. I don't know. I've never seen him play a triangle.
I can tell you. Give me a few minutes.
Okay, Adam's on Wikipedia.
I am on Wikipedia. Yes.
Welcome to the show. Where
no, they don't have a triangle player.
I'm sure I've seen them. Have I seen them hit a triangle on stage?
They don't have a specific triangle player.
You said specific.
Yeah, there's nobody here credited with triangle as their instrument of choice.
Oh, you're saying one of them does play it?
I'm saying there may be a triangle on one of their albums, but none of the bandmates are credited with playing that triangle.
I reckon they've probably played triangle. I just don't remember.
Yeah, you reckon you could?
I could see it being a thing.
Yeah, probably. I mean, if just for the meme, if not, you know, anything. You know?
I mean, I feel like the triangle, its primary use wasn't really used as a musical instrument.
No, what do you feel like the triangle's primary use was?
Probably for summoning a large group of people before the invention of the whistle.
Like for dinner time or whatever.
Something of the such, yeah.
Ding, ding, ding. It's dinner time. Come to the triangle.
You reckon that you reckon the triangle came before the whistle?
Like, I am not sure, but just based on one just being a single piece of metal being hit by another stick of metal.
You, do you know what? You raise a good point.
I think whistles, the triangle was...
Here's my argument. I think that's a good point, though. Whistles could be made of wood, though, so they could be made before metal existed, whereas a triangle couldn't. You can't really get a wooden triangle.
To be fair, you do have like things like water whistles, which were like used in, you know, ancient civilizations. So I could just be talking shit here.
I'm not
providing an answer for this. I can't be bothered.
I don't want an answer.
I started looking it up and then realized it was too complicated.
It's your job to fact check all of us because that's all you ever do.
That's not all I ever do. I introduce the show. it's just there's too much information. None of it is specific dates, so I don't want to get involved in googling triangles and whistles and I started with the triangle because I was interested, but then I was like, no, I'm not gonna read that. It's too long. What's that meme? I'm happy.
Sorry that happened to you.
Sorry that happened
it was.
To you. Whatever it was. Yeah. I'm happy that happened. I'm always sad. That's what I was reading, basically. I'm not reading that shit. Yes. But I mean, triangles, though. Is that your favorite instrument, Louis?
I wouldn't say it's my favorite instrument.
No fantastical triangle players out there that you truly admire.
Can't say there is.
That's a shame. You need to do more research on the triangle until you have a favorite triangle player.
Yeah, I don't think I will.
That's a shame. Are you sure?
Is it?
I'd love to see Louis next week be an expert on all things triangle related records. Like he's a proper fan of the triangle next week, and he's like, yeah, it's fucking good. Bill Feathers, he just knocks it out of the park. He's incredible on the triangle.
Bill Feathers.
That's this guy's name that I've just made up. Bill Feathers. He's the best triangle player in the world, arguably. Arguably, because you know, obviously there are three other triangle players. There are two other triangle players vying for supremacy
throughout history.
Vying for supremacy throughout history. That are obviously incredible. It's the triumvirate of triangles.
Yep. However, Brian Marmalade is a close second.
Brian Marmalade is a close second. He is pretty good. And then Prince, just in third.
Where he belongs.
Yeah. He wasn't quite good enough at the triangle to be, you know, number one. He was really good at other instruments, don't get me wrong. Prince didn't put that much effort into the triangle at the end of the day.
Lazy.
Yeah, that's what they called him. Prince the Lazy Triangle Player. The artist formerly known as...
Speaking of random instruments, have you seen Trombone Champ?
I didn't, but I did just see it before the podcast on Twitter.
It has been all over Twitter the last day.
Yeah,
I'm very glad about.
It looks fun. I mean, it's Guitar Hero.
I saw it like a couple of days ago because Northern Lion was streaming it, and I was like, "This is the dumbest thing in the world. I love it." And then Twitter found it yesterday, and my timeline has been literally nothing but Trombone Champ since.
There is only one thing I know Northern Lion for. Would you like to guess what that is? Yes.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
very much known for one thing for his entire career, which I'm sure he's okay with, to be fair.
I mean, he has played a lot of Binding of Isaac.
He's played
an awful lot of that game. Awful lot of that game.
It's fucking good, though.
It's a great game.
I honestly, like, I genuinely think it's one of the best games ever made.
Really? That's high praise there from you, Louis.
Oh, it certainly is.
It is. Fair play. I mean, I was expecting more. No, fair play. There you go. Binding of Isaac, one of the best games of all time. Do you agree, Charlie?
It's good, yeah.
Sure. It's good then.
Is it as good as I'm making it out to be? Is it one of the best? Would you consider it one of the best games of all time?
I don't know. It's pretty good. It's pretty good. I don't know. I wouldn't say I've put enough thought into it to truly make a judgment on its true levels. It's very good though. It is incredibly good. It's probably, I'm trying to think in terms of what would you even call that genre again?
Roguelike?
Why has it gone out of my brain? Roguelikes. I'm trying to think in terms of roguelikes. Probably one of the better roguelikes that's ever been made, but quite easily. It's probably top 2 or 3 roguelikes. So
what's running through
your head? And as roguelike is the best genre, then yes. Yes, I would agree with you, Louis.
What's running through your head with these top 1 or 2 or 3 roguelikes? What was running? You were like, top, maybe 1, 2, 3. I was thinking, like, what are the other roguelikes that stand out in your opinion?
No.
There was nothing else.
I'm being safe about it. I know there's some other stuff. FTL is up there. I would put Dicey Dungeons up there. I don't think roguelike connoisseurs would, but I would. Spelunky
is a big, yeah. Spelunky.
Slay the Spire is pretty good. Hades. Darkest Dungeon.
Darkest Dungeon's a big one, yeah. Darkest Dungeon.
Probably in my head, the top 3 are Slay the Spire, Isaac and Spelunky, probably.
What do you reckon, Louis? Slay the Spire, Spelunky, Isaac?
I mean, I've actually never played Slay the Spire, but I have played Hades.
I played Hades.
I mean, I like Binding of Isaac more, but I do like Hades a lot.
Fair enough. I mean, I've only played Hades out of all of the games that we've mentioned here. No, I played Dicey Dungeons as well. That's a lie. That's a lie.
I feel like Hades has been robbed of some awards, though.
Really?
And that's...
I thought it was pretty well loved when it first came out. Or is it? Or did it come out in the great release year of 2017? No, it came out 2020. I don't know.
Hades was prime lockdown game.
Yeah, I felt like a lot of people were mad on Hades.
No, they were.
You just think that it was robbed of some awards, despite the fact that people were mad on it.
Yeah.
Interesting. I mean,
well, no. As in, it like there was some, like, I think it was the Game Awards where I don't even think he got. I'm not even sure if he even got like awarded best indie game.
It won best indie game at the Game Awards.
Okay, then there was a. Remember, there was an award that it didn't win that I felt like it should have won, but that was like 2 years ago.
I mean, sure, it didn't win Game of the Year, obviously at Game Awards, but it did win Best Indie Game and Best Action Game, and was nominated for a fuckload of other things as well, including Game of the Year, Best Game Direction, Best Narrative, Best blah 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 blah. I don't know. Yeah, there's probably something that it didn't win at some point, but I wouldn't know because it's not on.
Like, I'm gonna be honest. I feel like I should never take a video game awards thing seriously ever again.
I don't think anyone should ever. No. Like, I enjoy them; they're fun, but I don't think anyone should ever take them like all that seriously. I get annoyed if certain things aren't nominated, but I mean, it's, you know, it's whatever, isn't it? It's whatever.
Well, I feel like there's a lot of decisions that honestly just don't make sense.
That's because it's all based on opinions. And, like, for example, the Video Game Awards, right? It's based on the opinions of, like, a collective of game journalists, game developers, and
And, you know, they all come together and go, I think that Hades should be nominated for this, and I think that The Last of Us Part 2 should be nominated for literally every category that's ever existed. In fact, let's create an award for The Last of Us Part 2, right? That it's just a group of people that come up with these, you know, the nominations, and then other people will vote for them. I think in the Game Awards sense, it is the public that vote for them, right? Or is there's a split 50-50 between the public's way and the board, I guess. I don't know, it's one of those things. But you can do your own video game awards.
Look, I remember there was one award where I think in 2015 where I think Undertale got awarded for best soundtrack, but then it wasn't even nominated for best story.
Probably. I don't know. What was Undertale?
And in fact, they actually gave best indie game, I think, something like Rocket League.
I mean, no, but everyone fucking goes crazy about Rocket League. Rocket League's huge for some reason.
But I feel like it's gotten more popular in recent years.
I don't know, has it? I don't know. I'm not entirely certain. Yeah, I guess Undertale didn't win anything at the Game Awards 2015.
Best indie game went to Rocket League.
Where's best indie game? Yeah, Rocket League. Undertale was nominated for best indie game, but yeah, Rocket League won best indie game. Yeah. It didn't win best soundtrack though. Undertale wasn't even nominated for best soundtrack.
Oh, uh-huh. Then
which is crazy, but because it has a really really good soundtrack, absolutely. Like that game soundtrack's actually insane. It was nominated for best independent game, Games for Change, and best role playing game. Didn't win either of them.
Games for Change.
Yeah, that's usually one that focuses on something that deals with an important subject, right? Like to I guess Games for Impact. Well, that's not Games for Change. What's Games for Change? Maybe it's the same. Maybe it's the same category. Games for
Impact. I want to know all of the games that have won that award now.
I mean, for example, the game that won the Games for Change / Games for Impact was Life is Strange.
I fucking knew it. Yeah. I was like, as Life is Strange.
I think Life is Strange has won that award many times, to be fair. Like, lots of different Life is Strange's have won, you know, the different Game for Change awards. Also, like, Her Story, Undertale Sunset, and Cybele, which I don't know those two, but I do know Her Story by Sam Barlow is a pretty big game as well. But yeah, Life is Strange tends to do very well in the sort of Games for Change or Games with Emotional Impact thing. Tends to do very well. Games for Change, yeah. Valiant Hearts is a winner for Game of Change, the Ubisoft thing.
Is that the very sad one with the dog in it?
It is, yes. Yeah.
I never played it, but I liked the look of that game.
The one after in 2016 was That Dragon Cancer. Obviously a game about cancer. Pretty crazy game about cancer, apparently. As well. Pretty good one. The one for 2017.
Oh, this game about cancer is crazy, guys.
Crazy.
Oh my god.
One for 2017 was Hellblade Senua's Sacrifice. Because, you know, that does a lot about mental health and that sort of thing, right? Crazy.
So that one deals with sad brain.
Yeah, that one deals with sad brain, yeah. 2018, it was Celeste. That also deals with sad brain.
I'm going to start calling it that.
I mean, I appreciate the word sad brain instead of depression. 2019 was Greece. I don't know how you pronounce that. The Spanish.
Oh, fucking! I really hate the name Gree because it's a Gree, very yeah. Pretty. Yeah, it's Gree. It's French, and you know that because you don't pronounce half of the word.
I mean, there's only one letter in that word you don't pronounce, and it's the S. If it's Gris. 2020 was Tell Me Why. Basically Life is Strange. Yeah.
Would you like to know what it's French for?
Go on. What's it French for?
Gray. It's French for gray.
Sure. Fair enough. That makes sense to me. And there you go. Life is Strange, True Colors for Games of Impact 2021. So essentially, Life is Strange has won it three times, and then the rest of the time it's been just random indie games. That are about, and Hellblade's Annual Sacrifice, I guess. Yeah, there we go. Games for Impact, Games for Change. Mostly Life is Strange. Which I like. I like Life is Strange. Life is Strange is a good game.
I don't like it. I think it's bad.
Oh, what an argument this is. Fair. I know a lot of people don't like those kind of games, and I think it's fine. I think it's fair to not enjoy those kind of games.
I mean, I just think games that are only narrative driven are incredibly boring, because then I'd rather just be watching a TV show. And like, not to say that I think the story definitely has some merit, and I think it is written well. Though there are certain points with the game where I think, yeah, this is just this wasn't written pretty well. But it's just like, I don't know.
This is written by 30-year-old Frenchmen pretending to be 15-year-old teenagers from America.
Yeah, the gameplay elements just simply aren't gripping.
I enjoy gameplay stuff. I think they're fun. But I mean, it's quick time event stuff, and it's like, it's the. I don't know if you would ever agree or not, because I know you like the point and click adventure stuff, but I always feel like it's kind of a natural evolution of those kind of games.
Well, to be honest, like, I don't know why, for someone like me who genuinely loves point and clicks, I don't like the whole Telltale series style of storytelling. I don't know why.
I assume it's because they're serious and not comedy ones, though, right? Because, like, you enjoyed the Sam and Max stuff when we were playing the Sam and Max stuff.
Yeah, but, like, I also like serious stuff as well. Like, like, I think I ended up playing a lot of Yahtzee's point and clicks, and they're like kind of
serious.
And they're kind of like, well, they're very horror-ish.
Sure. I think Life is Strange and those kind of games they go into the sort of teen drama area of like, if you're a TV series, I guess like Dawson's Creek, right? It's like playing Dawson's Creek. That's a dated reference, if ever I've fucking heard one.
I remember playing the Wolf Among Us Part 1. I'm like, I guess this story's all right and all, but like, I don't want to just sit here pressing buttons and like, and all of the buttons are just dialogue, and it's just.
Is there no action stuff in Wolf Among Us? I assume there is, because there is
no. There are QTEs. There are QTEs.
Yeah. But
most of the actual action is just dialogue. It's just all dialogue trees.
Mm. Yeah, because a lot of the game is
like, realistically, it doesn't matter how you play it, because there's always a canonical outcome. Regardless of whatever you've chosen.
It's weird, because the Telltale games do that, right? The Telltale specifically. And this was the problem with, and because, you know, The Walking Dead ended up getting to like its fourth season or whatever, right? And then it paints itself into a corner where it physically has to start killing certain characters regardless of whether you saved them earlier on or not, because otherwise someone's Walking Dead season 4 will have an entirely different cast to a different person's Walking Dead season 4, right? And you, in terms of game budget and design and stuff, you just physically can't do that. Like, you physically can't have like 100 different main characters, a quarter of which don't live in any given run,
right? You just, it's physically, like, it's too much for a game studio to create that kind of thing, I think. But I think that's the problem with when it comes to like long running series like that. I think Life is Strange does it in a better way, in that like none of those games are connected, or like they're connected simply by background stuff and not by anything that's really, you know, the none of the choices that you can actually affect are links to anything, you know. So like in the first Life is Strange, like that ending, whatever game, whatever ending you get on there, which ultimately is like a two person, it's a you kill a person or you leave a person to live, right? That's the ending of that. But whatever ending or whatever choices you made along the way, they are your choices, and that's your ending, right? Because Life is Strange doesn't affect Life is Strange 2 or Life is Strange True Colors. It has no bearing on those games whatsoever. So it has the freedom to give you your own personalized ending in a way. Whereas, you know, the Telltale Walking Dead stuff, which is a big long-running series, absolutely, it just couldn't. It just can't, I don't think. I think it physically, just not able to do that sort of thing in video games.
All I'm gonna say is that I don't like I'm not a fan of Telltale games. I kind of wish I were, though.
Because there's definitely a lot of quality in them, and there's like, you know, I can understand why people don't like them and stuff like that, but I think if you do enjoy them, you get a lot out of them. You know what I mean? Like the people, like the Life is Strange fans, like they're like really, really big fans of that series, right? And I understand you kind of being like, you know, it'd be nice to be a big fan of something.
Yeah,
like
I've been. I remember I've been threatened.
What?
Very violently once.
What?
Sometimes I think Louis just lives in a different realm to the rest of us. Do you know what I mean? Like, what do you?
Well, I was threatened for not liking Life is Strange once.
Jesus, what happened?
It was over Discord. I had a discussion about it. Like, I said, I just don't think it's that good. I just don't think that kind of storytelling is particularly great, and it especially doesn't. It especially doesn't suit my tastes. And they were like, I really want to come and stab you in the throat.
Jesus.
I was like, okay then.
That's an overreaction.
I am dealing with a very normal, well-rounded, like, it. I mean, you won't encounter this stuff very often, because you're not on Discord a whole lot.
I don't jump into random Discord servers with people I don't know, yeah. Thankfully as well, by the sounds of things, people want to try and stab me for not liking Life is Strange. I think that's the kind of person I don't want to have an interaction
with. Yeah, there are some Discord servers where I'm just confronted with the many Hitler GIFs.
Sure. Are they GIFs of Hitler doing anything in particular? Or?
There was a GIF that was simply, the file was simply called Hitler Senpai.
I see.
It was exactly what you think it would be.
Uh-huh. Yep, that sounds... Should we just, like, do away with humanity for, you know, a bit?
Or at least Discord.
Discord brings out the like, what humanity is truly like.
Let's just get rid of specific places, you know what I mean? Discord can go...
Ethnic cleansing for social media.
Twitter can go... just delete the internet.
That's actually a fair point. I just delete the internet. The only people that can use the internet are like people who actually need to use it for, you know, reasons.
No one needs to use it. Ban it off.
Sure. Just postal service, I guess.
Localize everything.
Yeah.
Remember DokeAV?
I do.
Wonder if that will ever come out.
That's a good question.
Okay, hey, four often, frames per second.
With how upset people are, or over social media, sometimes I wonder if people were happier during times of like extreme oppression. You know, because that's all they, you know, because
depression.
Well, no, no, of oppression, like, you know, like things like, I don't know.
I don't know if we should continue.
I want to continue the conversation. I just don't want to mention anything specific.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's what I mean.
Yeah, yeah, that's why I'm saying I don't.
And then you shouldn't press me for anything specific, Adam, like you were trying to.
No, I was I was specifically like, I don't know if we should.
Adam, what's your top three periods of oppression?
No, but what I'm trying to say is that because I mean, that's all people ever knew at that at those stages in time. So I wonder if it bothered them as much as it would bother us if it ever happened to us. Because, you know, we've known a life other than this.
You mean so like the internet being taken away and people. I see what you mean. I see what you're saying. I get what you mean. Because it's like, this is a weird way of putting it, but it's like how being born blind is not necessarily is maybe a better way of dealing with it than going blind when you're like 20, right? Because then you have all that time to adapt. You've never really, like, you don't know what it's like to not be blind, right? Whereas the person who's gone blind knows what it's like to see things and now misses that thing, right?
They can now see it.
They can't because they're blind. Well, now, yeah. No,
they
absolutely.
They could see it and now they can't.
It's the same on a scale as like, imagine you love chocolate, right? And then all chocolate is outlawed, and then you just go, I wish I had some chocolate.
Yeah, but I don't think chocolate's all that deep. I mean, it would be a pretty oppressive action.
I'd be fucking gone. Chocolate was outlawed, I'd be an outlaw.
I think I would manage, but I would protest. Well, to be fair, if there was a government that would just outlaw chocolate, they'd probably have me. It'd probably a government that would also have me executed.
It's pretty Patel's ideal government.
Oh my god! I bet she loves the idea of execution.
She does. She loves the death penalty. She wanted it back.
What you're gonna say, getting rid of chocolate.
I don't want the death penalty back because we're not animals.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah, no, I agree. I don't want the death penalty back either.
Depends what you do. If you annoy me on Twitter, I'm not against it.
Sure. Death for annoying tweets. Nothing else.
You're like Sly Raccoon is not a 10, and I will fight you to death.
How many people are you fighting to death now, Charlie?
You're not going to come to my house and slice my throat open.
Don't tempt me.
Like that one person.
How many people do you think think Sly Raccoon is not a 10 out of 10?
Too many.
Oh, I've also... That same person also called me a homophobe for not liking it as well. I'm like, I could not be further from.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, that's. People are. People. That's just.
And like, what I hate most about those people is that, like, that's what, like, people who are very weak minded. Then just think, that's what all gay people are like. Oh, they just complain all the time. I'm like, no, that's not true. It's just this one person who just decided to call me that.
Is this person even gay?
I'm not even sure. I didn't press them any further. I don't think I ever responded to any.
I mean, I wouldn't respond to the. Yeah, I mean, the right answer is to go, okay, goodbye. Never speak to this person again, and ignore them forever.
But when people are confronted by that, they report them to the police. I feel like they're being harmful to the very community.
They are.
Like they're supposed to be supportive of.
Yeah, you're not wrong. Like that's why fandoms are so bad, right? Because people get into fandoms of anything, right? The fandoms for any video game or movie or whatever, and then they start being incredibly toxic to people that don't think of the same way as them, and then it causes people who look inside or looking out or outside looking to go, I don't think I want to look anything like that again, because these people are pretty horrible and I don't want to get involved with these people. Makes sense.
It makes a wee bit of sense.
It makes a wee bit of sense that people would not want to get involved in people like that. Fair play. The person who said that is a horrible person and likely does not represent the entirety of people who like Life is Strange. Hopefully does not. Anyway, I think that's enough time now. I think we've had enough talk for today. Unless you disagree.
I've said all I need to say on the matter.
That's good.
Yeah, it was a rather... I don't know. What would you call it? Was this a rather political one? We talked about various fairly political video games.
I guess. I don't know if I'd call it like out and out political. I mean, I guess we do political things. We talk politically. That happens every week.
I mean, people will argue that it was a political podcast from the moment we mentioned Liz Truss.
Probably, yeah, maybe.
I even said a name wrong. I said Trust.
Liz Trust. In Trust We not... Liz. In Trust We Liz.
I tell you one thing. In Liz, we do not trust.
I will stand by my statement. In Trust We Liz. In Trust We Liz. And that's the best thing I can say about her. It's a vaguely nonsensical sentence. Thank you very much, everyone who came by, listened, watched, whatever it is that you are doing. Hit the like and subscribe or follow button on your favorite podcast platform. And until next time.
The one I'm using is Spotify.
Hey, Spotify.
Hashtag not spam.
We are not sponsored by, I have to clarify, we're not sponsored by Spotify, but if you do use Spotify, so do I. Well done. Goodbye.
Bye.
Safe.